Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I have a special message for you today. Amen. And it is in a reference to God did that thing. Amen. Praise God. And I want you to know, I want you to understand that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. A lot of us have entered into 2012 and have really been devastated. We made New Year's resolutions, and we thought along with the New Year's resolutions, things were going to change, but they didn't. Amen. Praise God. They didn't, in essence, to the enemy. The enemy hit some of us right on that same night, celebrating, and as soon as you got home from church, the enemy was waiting on you at the door. Problems and issues and all of those things that literally have set you back. And I want to tell you that God has a way of doing things, and you're going to see through the message that, amen, praise God, no weapon that has formed against you shall prosper. Amen, praise God. The blood of Jesus is greater than all your situations. The blood of Jesus will take care of what you can't take care of. Praise God. Amen, praise God. And your faith in God, amen, it's powerful. When you can stand up and believe what he's doing and what he's about to do, amen, praise God, then you can give a shout out and say, yeah, I know God is working this out for my good. Although the enemy came in like a flood, amen, he's not able to overthrow me because of who I am in Christ Jesus. So we have to have the right kind of attitude for this year. This year is not the same as last year, praise God. So we have to, as Satan increased in the attacks, amen, we have to pick up new strategies. We have to go in, amen, praise God, and seek the word and let it work for us. Amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Praise God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God did that thing. Amen. I'm coming out of the book. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Of Exodus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to pull my notes up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's literally going to speak a word in season. And after you hear this word, amen, you're going to know how to conduct this year. Praise God. We're going into a year that's blindfolded. We don't know the beginning so much as what's going to happen, praise God, because we have the beginning of the year. But we also want to know our ending, amen. And God said he would, that we have an expected end, praise God. So I'm excited, amen. Although the enemy might come in like a flood, I am excited. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Give him all the honor and glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to sign it up. I had typed it out on a computer. Praise God. I give you praise, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I got it. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Exodus. Give him praise today. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want to magnify you today, bless your holy name, give you all the honor and glory because you're worthy to be praised. Amen. Thanking you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. I thank you, Lord God, that you have opened up our eyes. Amen. Praise God. And we won't go into this new year, praise God, in a dilemma. Praise God. Although the enemy tried to defeat us at the beginning of the year. But when you call by God, we know that, Father God, you're going to keep us. Like you told me earlier, praise God, on yesterday, you said, Satan want to kill you. He said, but I won't let him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we know that the enemy is defeated. Hallelujah. We take precedence over your word, praise God, knowing that it's a work of praise God, knowing that it'll do everything but fail. So we ask you to move today by your spirit and encourage your people and let them know that God, because of what the enemy has tried to do, you have already established it and made it happen for us that the enemy will be defeated. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I hear a lot of people say, every step I take, every dimension I go in, there, every level I get up to, there is a new devil. Amen. Praise God. It's not the old devil, the old year, but it's the devil of a new year. But we're going to knock this devil out by the word of God and by, amen, our faith. So the Bible said, hallelujah, in Exodus chapter 9, praise God, verses 1 through 6, but I want to read, amen, our focal point, amen, and the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all of the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the children of Israel, amen, they died not, not one of them, praise God. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, not another hour, not another day, not another week, not another month, not another year without my blessing. You see, God want to bless us, and the enemy is trying to stir up a stink so that you can't get blessed. Problems everywhere, not knowing what to do and not knowing how to deal with the issues. But after today, you're going to know what to do with that problem. Hallelujah, because God did that thing for you. Praise God. If you look at the chapter, this was during the time, amen, when Joseph had died, amen, and praise God. And the new Pharaoh that was in office at this time, amen, praise God, hallelujah, he did not know Joseph nor the works that he had done for the Lord. And all of his gods, he began to recognize them and begin to utilize them in keeping up their livelihood. And see, that's what we need to understand today, that Satan is going to always try to knock us out of the arena because he want to keep his livelihood going. He want to keep his mess going. But God, amen, begin to hear their cries 200 years even after Joseph had died. And he began to go in and make a way of escape for the Hebrew nation. So he brought in a deliverer, and his name was Moses. And back then, amen, because of what Pharaoh, amen, had feared in his heart, he said, literally told the midwives, what I want you to do is every child, male child that's born, as soon as he's born, I want you to kill him out. Oh, my God, look at your neighbor and say, God did that thing for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The midwife told Pharaoh, as soon as the Hebrew children come, they are quick, they're not slow to be birthed forth. And before we can catch them and kill them, they're already birthed forth. And God honored the midwives for keeping, amen, the word of God. So, amen, praise God. The devil is not only after your finances, but it's after the birth, amen, of your children naturally, so in the spiritual birth of the vision and dream that you have. But you need to tell, and God did that thing for me, and that is a complete change in my life. I can go into this new year, hallelujah, knowing that God is going to work this thing out for me. So the Hebrews, they cried out to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. After the death of, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Joshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God sent forth Moses and told him to go into Egypt land and set my people free. Moses had, amen, problems in that area because he believed that he wasn't eloquent enough. But God have a way, amen, of working it out. God is not looking at those that have high educations and that can speak all of those exciting and very profound words that you can't even understand. But God chose Moses because he knew that Moses would obey him. And as Moses went into Egypt land, hallelujah, I praise God today. The Egyptians, praise God, hallelujah, had killed up, Lord God, a lot of the people back, amen, when Moses was a little boy, most of the males that he could kill up in order to keep his office. But look at your neighbor and tell them, and God doing this thing for me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You need to tell that devil, I don't want Egypt, and I want the promised land because God has told me that he has a blessing waiting on me. And all God wants me to do is follow the instructions, keep his commandments, and keep his, amen, thank you, Jesus, his ordinance in order for me to receive my blessings. So Moses came in upon Pharaoh, and he began to tell Pharaoh what the Lord said. And Pharaoh began to ask Moses, who was his God and who was this God, would try to defy the Egyptians and what they believed in. And Moses told him, I am that I am has sent me. My God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The Jehovah Nisi, the Jehovah Jireh, the God of Manasseh, has sent me to tell you. You got to let the people go so that they can go and worship the Lord God Almighty in the wilderness. You see, that's where you worship God, in your wilderness conditions, when things don't look good, when things seem like they all are turned upside down. You have to worship God during the times of oppression. You have to worship and praise God and make sacrifices during the time of adversity. Because that's the time that God will set up, amen, an ambush for your enemy and overthrow them. You see, God is all-knowing and wise. And the one thing that he knew that he had to stop Satan's strategy with the Egyptians, because they were using witchcraft. Look at your neighbor and tell them, God did that thing for me. God is not going to let the spirit of witchcraft rule me this year. He's not going to let the spirit of fear rule me this year. He's not going to let the spirit of doubt rule me this year. He's not going to let the spirit of hopelessness rule me this year. Because God is doing this thing for me. Tell the devil, hallelujah, that he, amen, is a defeated foe. Because God done worked out a supernatural strategy for me this year that he didn't do last year. Hallelujah, last year took care of itself. But God stepped in this year with a new thing, and it's supernatural. That's why I couldn't see it. After I made my New Year's resolution, that's why the enemy stepped in after I made my New Year's resolution and tried to tear down the structure of what God has built up in my life. But I'm telling you today, God done do that thing for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, the enemy, the Bible say in John 10 and 10, he come not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus turned back around and said, I come that they might have life, and that much more abundantly. You see, life, amen, was given to us by Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is moving upon us even now to regulate and structure, amen, and create a new avenues for us, a beginning of the year for us to be blessed. And all we have to do is keep God's commandments, because God then stepped into your life, and he's doing that thing. Praise be the name of God. And so God told Moses, he said, now I'm going to plague Israel, Israel's enemy, my God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to put a stop to Israel's enemy, because I'm going to pass judgment, amen, on Israel's enemy, my God. And the way I'm going to do it is stop, amen, Egypt's economy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tear down Egypt's structure. I'm going to tear down Egypt's way of life. You see, amen, praise God. Egypt had built up an economy upon, amen, their gods and upon the resources. The Nile River was plenty rich, amen, in food. Amen, praise God. Amen, and the land was, amen, rich in growing crops, amen, wheat and barley, and all of those various kinds, amen, praise God, amen, of life support. The economy was booming, amen, but the Egyptians feared the Hebrews. Look at your neighbor and tell you, and God did that thing for me, amen, praise God. I'm in the midst of an economy that's failing, and that seems like there is no hope. I don't have a job. I have a job, and my boss man, amen, is doing everything that he can to destroy my livelihood. My marriage is on the rocks. I have no hope because my husband or my wife don't want to line up with the word of God. They want to look at the things of the world. But God tells us to not focus upon the things of the world, but focus on him who is the author and finisher of our faith. They want to kill your children with drugs and alcohol, and all kind of sin, but God did that thing for you. This year is the year that the Lord has made, and we're going to be glad and rejoice in it. This is a year of blessing and prosperity. By faith, we believe that as God sent forth judgment to the Egyptians, he's going to send forth judgment to our enemies today. You need to tell your neighbor, I don't have to worry about the attacks that the enemy, amen, has tried to place upon me. Because every time the enemy come in like a flood, God's going to do that thing. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You see, Pharaoh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, was interested in himself, and Satan is interested in himself. He come to not but to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus let us understand that God is greater than your enemy, and he's greater than, amen, what your enemy can do. So God sent a supernatural thing. Let your neighbor know God is doing this thing, and he's going to send a supernatural thing in my life this year. It ain't going to be like last year, and the years to come going to be even greater than this year, because I have tapped into the word. The word is true, and the Holy Spirit is moving upon it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So after Pharaoh decided he would let the people go, God hardened Pharaoh's heart. God is hardening the enemy heart sometimes against you, and it's only to prove you. So God sent the first plague, and it was the blood plague. Hallelujah, the judgment against Apis, the god of the Niles. I
as is, the goddess of the Nile, and Kum, the guardian of the Nile. God sent a plague, amen, of blood, amen, amen, and that blood, amen, began to fill up the rivers, hallelujah, as Moses stretched forth his rod, and amen, thank you, Jesus, and their lives, amen, will change, because the fishes, amen, were dead in the river, amen, amen, thank you, Jesus, and that river was a transport for natural economy. A lot of merchants used to travel down that river, amen, in order to, amen, do import and export, amen, it was the economy of the world, praise God, amen, one of them back then, but God had to stop the enemy's economy. Look at your neighbor and tell them, this America and all over the world is going through an economy crisis, and that seems like there is no hope. Amen. They're merging. They're sending, amen, praise God. America is sending, amen, jobs overseas, and we got to go overseas to work in order to, amen, survive. And that's a mindset of, amen, a worldly situation. But God wants you to look at the supernatural and tell your neighbor, and God did that thing for me. He changed what was natural into the supernatural by destroying my enemy's economy, by tearing down my enemy's life support, by tearing down the structures of Satan. The second plague was frogs, amen, and that represented, amen, judgment against Equat, the frog-headed goddess of birth. God, amen, was letting the enemy know, because you touched my first born, I'm going to touch yours, and it won't have to be with witchcraft. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it's a supernatural blessing that's coming down. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So Pharaoh, amen, said, amen, to Moses, why don't you talk to God and ask him to stop the frogs, and I'll give in to you. But God know the enemy didn't want to give in. He was telling a lie because he allowed Pharaoh's heart to be hardened again. And this was in order to prove that he's God. So God went on, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, and Moses stopped the plague, amen, the judgment of the, amen, the frogs, and then the third plague was the gnats, amen, amen, the judgment of Set, the God of the desert. God, amen, had to show, amen, the Egyptians, not only was he a God of the Hebrew nations, but down throughout the generations, and all the way up to the birth of Jesus Christ. He's the God of the Gentiles as well. Those that want Jesus Christ and accept him as their Lord and Savior. So God wanted us to understand, as he was with the Hebrews back then when Pharaoh was in office, God gonna be with us because Jesus has stepped in and turned things around. And we don't have to be plagued with all various things, because as the Pharaoh was plagued, the Hebrew nation never was plagued with any, amen, of these, amen, of judgments. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God wanted, amen, to bless the Hebrews as he had promised Father Abraham. So he sent forth Moses, and Moses began to move, amen, with that rod. And that rod was a supernatural manifestation of the works and the handiworks of God, and he began to tear down the, amen, the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And the plagues of the flies, my God, and the plagues, amen, and the death of the livestock. He began to tear down the economy of Pharaoh so that Pharaoh could no longer prosper, amen, as they tried to make the Israelites prosper and not be able to prosper, amen. He began to tear down, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and just like they suffered the Israelites, made them go out and pick up sticks because they would not no longer furnish straw, amen, for them to build bricks and to make bricks, amen, for their temple. But God stepped in and did that thing. The last thing God did was kill the of Pharaoh, amen, firstborn, amen, and as Pharaoh had touched God's firstborn by killing out the little male children during the time of Moses, God said, I'm going to go all the way through. I'm going to send balls and locusts and flies and frogs and blood in order to harden Pharaoh's heart, because the last thing I'm going to do, amen, when I tear down his economy, amen, and destroy his firstborn, he's going to think about it and let my people go. God is telling you today, you free saints, you don't have to worry about what Satan did in the old year. All you have to do is pick up the word and say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Deuteronomy 28, I'm blessed. What Jesus said, the promises are sure. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And God did that thing. He moved upon Pharaoh, killed his firstborn. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But before he did that, he said, I want you to steal, in so many words, to borrow everything from the Egyptians. Spoil them. Amen. Because I want you to leave out with plenty. Tell your neighbor this year, you're going to leave out with plenty. You're going to leave out with substance. You're going to leave out with blessings. Some of you are going to get new homes. Some of you are going to get new cars. Some of you going to get healed from cancer. Some of you going to get healed from AIDS and tuberculosis and diabetes. Some of you, man, going to watch your children go on to get saved. Some of you going to get your marriages back in order when it seems like it's a hopeless situation and plagues are everywhere. They won't be able to touch you this year because God did that thing. He turned it around in your favor. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, although the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God will deliver you there, Oshaya, out of them all. Tell your neighbor, God is doing that thing for me. What I suffered last year, I ain't going to have to suffer this year, because God done passed judgment on my enemy, and he had to spoil the economy of the Egyptians in order to bring Pharaoh down. Satan want to bring you down with worry, but God is doing that thing. Satan want to bring you down with problems, but tell your neighbor, I got a new revelation, and God is doing that thing for me. He's working it out on my behalf. I don't have to worry about what the enemy is saying. I know what my God said, and God cannot lie. He is not the author and finisher of confusion, but he's the up and finisher of truth. And God did that thing. In the name of Jesus, God is moving up on your behalf. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He wants you to get the flesh out of the way. The flesh can't stay in this year. If you're committing adultery, it's got to go. You got to repent with God. Let's sorry. If you're fornicating, it's got to go. If you're lusting, it's got to go. If you're looking at pornography, it's got to go. If you're doing anything out of the will, if you're coveting, it's got to go. If you're backbiting, it's got to go. Because God wants a yielded vessel and a repentant person. Stop drinking. Stop smoking. Stop backbiting. Stop sinning. Because God wants to step in and clean you up so he can bless you. The Israelites wanted, amen, God to step in. They had heard about God, and most of them didn't have hope, but hope is built up this year. Because God did that thing. God wanted them to, amen, make a sacrifice in the wilderness, and the wilderness is suffering, amen, in the name of Jesus. After they made the sacrifice, they was able to enter into the promised land. God got a blessing, and it's waiting on you. God got a promised land, and it's been waiting on you. Straighten up. Let God, amen, fight your battle, because he's your mighty battle axe. Let God do that thing for you this year. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.